extension cording in the dark yellowed hallway. Sensory perception impacts positive first impression reception, especially in the morning. Extension cording in the dark yellowed hallway. The dark yellowed hallway transfixed us, hypnotized us when we entered. The group, our female group of inquirers, smelling natural, wanted something to know, one thing, for what it is and not for what it changes into in the morning. After walking thousands of paces in each other's shoes, we seemed Cossacked. We gave that impression. Wearing boots, worked shoes with socks, showing off legs not working. We were fit to march, a very leather cognizant body, and we looked it. We wanted something to know besides how natural we smelled, searching, moving in and out of the complement in each other's ethers. Living bodies, organic bodies, constantly giving off influences to everything and everyone moving with or through our surroundings. A group of girls smelling natural, wanting to know an unchanging thing, went into the dark yellowed hallway. A man talked there. We surrounded him. Our group, human beings, we were girls of all time, for all time, dispensing sensitive influences wherever they go. We brought him into our similar condition. He said it was his hallway, and we leaned in on him. He began to tell us a thing. He lectured, saying, "We all convey sensitivities, impressions of balance and character. It's our ether. Go after a good ether. Give off a good impression. Each step will be another down life's hallway, a march to make it a good day. Go, be, do. It's been said a good ether is well worth acquiring." We told him we liked his ether. Our boots felt warm. We told him that too. He liked the way we made his hallway smell, and then he lectured us still. "Scent is where it all comes from. My hallway now smells like female flowers, and I think you all know it too." We interchanged, created, explored, enraptured, a teacher teaching his students in the environs of the dark yellowed hallway, leading us to other paths we'd take. He had attained his happy medium. We could tell by the odor of all our ethers merging, a corded positive around us, making good impressions on each other's senses. Spiritual it was, phenomenal. We were mystified, hypnotized by the suffused definite aura of the dark yellowed hallway, with us in it, our group, and him, becoming one with our varied combinations, doing our presiding over ourselves at the same time, producing complex sensations, grouping our elementary compounds of atoms and molecules moving, conscious affecting each other's atmospheres, emanating etheric vibrations, stepping on invisible wires, strung all over the scientific conclusion of what we were doing, emoting in the dark yellowed hallway, where the massive emanations now had all our heartbeats upon them. We became entangled in the wires, vibrating from center to circumference, meeting, being, doing, but not going yet, perceptive, excited kindly toward each other, cheerful, courageous, vigorous, full of high purpose and dignity, an extension cording brought on by olfactory provocation in the living experience of our oneness in the dark yellowed hallway. We believed our influence would ever remain assimilated in the dark yellowed hallway. We took it for a thing to know, a scented transmuting we did significantly blend. We'd been there long enough, imbuing in the dark yellowed hallway. Everything and everyone is sensitive to impression, and ours smelled even more natural, ethering with the smell of the hallway. And we girls gave shoe to take the teacher with us wherever we'd march, down every path, transmitting positive influences, transfixed by the smell of the leather and how it so suitably modified the smell of the dark yellowed hallway. But he told us he wouldn't go with us, and he said it while clapping his hands, unraveling our corded extension. He'd stay there in the dark yellowed hallway, going with us only in the thing we now knew to revive our ethers, to promote our ethers in and through the fresh grove smell of each morning, where good things remain unchanged. Enjoy. This is Pat. Onwards.